The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yes, we do. And we've been pretty sportsy this week. And, you know, we'll probably still be sportsy because it's a sportsy time. But I've got some other stuff, too. Let's do it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. And he's just begging for you to do it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And it is a Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, Twitch, which you can do at twitch.tv/ESPN975. Put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show, Hoffman.
I don't know, like 70%?
I'm feeling pretty good about
65,
it.
65, maybe?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little better than that about
okay.
it. Okay. I kind of wanted to be pretty much Deshaun-free today, but can we do a few minutes? Because I did some research that totally backs up everything that we've been saying for the last 2 days. And actually did it for my sports map column for tomorrow.
All right.
You'll get more detail if you want to read that. But I want to ask you some criteria real quick, and you tell me if this is good enough or not for you. I use the total.
I mean, you're backing up everything I've been saying for 2 days, so I'm probably going to say it's you're right.
Would you consider? So what I did was I looked at total QBR game by game, right?
Okay.
And I mean, the highest rated guy for the season last year was Lamar Jackson at 83.
Can't believe that.
He
was just mediocre last year.
On the other hand, so I decided by looking at really elite games that 85 or higher is an elite game.
Okay.
Does that sound fair?
Sure.
Do you think 10 games is a fair sample size?
Yeah.
Because I was talking a lot about how going into that game against Baltimore last year, Watson was in the conversation for MVP.
He was.
So here's what I did. I went and looked at how many times certain quarterbacks had an 85 or higher and in one of the last 10 games. That includes the playoffs. And see how many times they did that. Because my big thing with him is he's got to be more consistent. He's got to be elite more often, right? So how many times out of 10 games would you guess a Patrick Mahomes, a Lamar Jackson has an elite level QBR game, knowing that the top for the year is 83, and then we're calling 85 elite? How many times in 10 games would you say those guys hit that number?
Six.
And that's about right.
Okay.
Now, would you like to know how many times Deshaun Watson has hit that number over the last 10 games?
One.
So
I didn't look it up.
I know you didn't look it up.
Well,
it was the Patriots game, and yeah. he only barely went over 85. He had an 85.6 that game. So just to throw this out, Mahomes has done it 5 times, and last week was 84.7. So close enough, right
there.
But 5 times out of his last 10. Jackson 6 times out of his last 10. Russell Wilson 6. So those are the three guys we think are the best quarterbacks, right?
Those are the three guys who are, to me, the unquestioned best quarterbacks.
Right. So, you know, those numbers, I mean, if we're going to define elite, that seems fair, right?
Yes.
Okay, here's some other guys for you. Aaron Rodgers, who's 2 for 2 this year.
Who I think is, after those top three that I think are, like, should be locked in. Like, if you ask anybody who the top three quarterbacks in the NFL are, there really shouldn't be any discussion.
Right. It's just maybe you can argue over what order you want them in, yeah.
I think Aaron Rodgers is the undisputed fourth guy.
3 is how many he hit.
Okay.
Dak Prescott.
1 or 2.
3.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ryan Tannehill.
He probably had a few. He had better QBR games than I would have given him credit for, so I'll guess 2.
He had 3. So we're kind of looking at tiers here now, right?
Yes.
By comparison, Josh Allen, 2.
Ooh.
So twice as many as Deshaun, if you want to be.
Well, I've told you. And Josh Allen, I would take going forward.
Well, I think a lot of people would. But basically, and going back on his career, this is why he's regressed over the last 10 games. In his first year, he did it 4 times in 6 starts, which, you know, is incredible. That's the stretch everybody talks about, right? 2018, he had 4 in 16 games, which is just almost elite, right?
Okay.
You know, you really need to have 7 or 8. You need to be close to 50%. And he's 25. Okay, we'll give him that. And then in the first 9 games of last year, he did it 4 times. So he was up there, and that's when he was in the MVP race. And then since that Baltimore game, 1 time. And not only that, he's only topped 63 times. And he's only topped 80 one other time in there. So, basically, he's 20th in the league right now. Over his last 10 games last year, this is about where he was between 16 and 20. So he finished, I think, 7th for the year last year, which is pretty good. But almost all that was done early in the season.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, if you want more details, that's my column for tomorrow. It's scheduled to pop at 6:55, but I told Josh he may want to go ahead and do it this afternoon because we've already talked about it. But we're not just making it up that the guy's not playing well.
Well, I mean, and
this is total QBR ESPN. This is not your regular rating thing.
Now, this doesn't go to, well, you know, that just means Deshaun sucks. It means Deshaun's not playing at a super high level right now. And that's okay. Good quarterbacks go through stretches like that. You mentioned Aaron Rodgers, who 2 years ago, a lot of people were saying he's just totally washed.
Yeah.
So it's not that the problem is it's been a while since we saw Deshaun play at an elite level. And it was really, again, it goes back to those 6 games his rookie year where we had a consistent run of, wow, this guy's amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, but he's had those stretches since. And last year, up to a point, he was having one of those stretches. Now he's in a run of, I mean, basically it's the worst run of his career in terms of performance. If we're taking 10 games as a sample size, and I picked that number because there have been exactly 10 games since the loss to Baltimore. So that doesn't mean he can't turn it around, but it also means we're not talking out of our ass when we say he's not playing well.
Right.
And, you know, again, that stat is not be all end all, but I think when you compare it to the guys that we do know are elite, kind of makes sense that not playing all that well. So, check it out. Hope you enjoyed. I did some work on it. For one day, I'm going to be Lance Zierlein and be a numbers guy. But I kept thinking, well, what's a good way for us to sort of measure this? Because we've been saying it for 2 days.
Well, and it's easy to say, well, the eye test says.
Right, right. But this time, I think all that backs up the eye test. That he hasn't been, and you know, and you could say, oh, well, he doesn't have DeAndre this year. Well, he had 8 games where he wasn't playing well with DeAndre. So maybe it's a bigger issue.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So that's it. That's my Deshaun talk for the day.
Okay. Do you see that on an NBA note? Did you guys know there was an NBA game last night?
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I knew it was on.
I didn't watch it either. You know what I did? I downloaded Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Oh, nice.
Which apparently is back. So I've got it on PlayStation now, and I didn't really get to dig into it yet because, like, it takes a while to install, and while you're installing, you can basically just do tutorial and free skate, and so I did that for about 30 minutes, and then, I was like, okay, well, I'm bored with this. I need to have some, some levels that I've got to get on, but it was basically the greatest video game around. I guess it was around the year 2000. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 was kind of garbage, if we're being honest, but Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 and 3 are legendary video games, and now you can get it on your PS4, your Xbox, or whatever you got. So that's what I'll be doing tonight, since there's no football. And I don't really care about other sports right now.
We got hockey tonight.
I'll be playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
But, yeah, I'm enjoying the hockey. And since I got a little financial investment in the Stars, kind of hoping that they get it done. But, otherwise, yeah, I just...
You can hear that on 92.5, by the way.
Exactly. Exactly. And the Jimbo Fisher show here on 97.5.
Right. And then we'll join in progress the hockey game, so...
So, yeah, you'll get a chance to listen to it. And, yeah, I just... I kept up with the score on my phone, but I didn't really... I wasn't really watching. It's just... Basketball and baseball right now have no appeal for me. I don't know why. I guess it's because football started. It's like all I care about.
That's why. I mean, and it really does speak to why everybody else tries to avoid the NFL, because when the NFL's going on, even though they've got games just, you know, a couple days a week, 3 days a week, it's still just it just owns everyone's thinking.
Yeah, and well, for me it's that and college football, and now I'm starting to get real college football again, which I'm excited about. So I only have so much time to care about things. And, you know, most of my care is going into the NFL and now college football. Yep. And then it's hockey. And then after that, it's like, okay, if I have time for you, Astros, I'll watch them in the playoffs for both games. But I'm just not all out into the basketball right now. And I think part of it is I was interested when the Rockets were still going. And now that they're out, it's kind of like, probably just going to be the Lakers. Who cares? Yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN, Ottawa. What are the odds Wednesday? And we'll take some calls when we return. And you do want to bet on that game. No, you know where you can do it. MyBookie. And, guys, this site has been so much fun for me, because the best part about MyBookie is when you win, they actually pay you. And I know a lot of people have had problems with other sites in the past, and that's not the case with MyBookie. They pay, and they pay fast. And the cool thing is, whatever you're into, parlays, live betting. I was doing some live betting this weekend, and, I mean, they've got it all on the site, and they pay. And it's the place to go, MyBookie.ag. And if you go and sign up today and use promo code radio, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. That's right, 100% on your first deposit if you use promo code radio. And there's all kinds of games coming up. If you want to get in, you know what? We're only a day away from an NFL game tomorrow night. And the SEC is back. You can bet on them on Saturday. There's fights to bet on. There's everything. And it's all on MyBookie. Promo code radio to get your first deposit match 100%, MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. That's MyBookie.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. He says, seriously, UH should just be awarded 3 wins at this point, and I'm not even a UH fan. Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, we were talking about that on the Twitch. It's unfortunate, but, you know.
We knew this season was going to have stuff like this happen.
Yeah, it sucks that it's happened to UH 3 times now, but, yep. You know, what are you going to do? They'll figure something out, and, you know, maybe there's a... It's probably too late to pull something together now, but I don't know. They pulled that other one together in a week. Maybe
it's true.
Maybe they do. I mean, it's a different world and a different time. So, yeah, it's disappointing, but it happens. 713-780-3776. A couple of notable deaths today. I know we'll get to deaths later in the show.
Yeah.
Gale Sayers dead at 77.
I saw that. That's tough. I mean, I guess it's a pretty good run.
77's a pretty good run.
Yeah.
And WWE legend Road Warrior Animal dies.
Yeah.
That was he the linebacker's father or? Yeah. 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 So.
That was James Laurinaitis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he, Ohio State linebacker, I guess played for the Rams and maybe somewhere else in the NFL, somewhere else that I don't really remember. But he was a great college player. But yeah, his dad was Road Warrior Animal.
60, not a good run.
No, well, honestly, good run for a pro wrestler.
Yeah, probably so.
I mean, when you average it out, okay, well, sick, pro wrestler, you'll take that.
When it comes to tag teams, they were one of my favorites.
They were good, man.
Yeah, so that was sad to see.
Hey, a lot of people bitching about the show not being on Podcast Arena. What's going on with that? Yesterday's show.
I'm not sure. I'll have to check on it.
Yeah, what the hell's going on?
I have to fire an intern.
Well, that's not good.
Who interned yesterday?
I think Jeff.
It was Jeff. He's usually pretty good about that stuff. Huh. Well, who's out there today?
Charles.
Okay.
So I'll have him take care of it.
Well, yesterday's show was a lot like Monday's, so you can probably just
re-listen to Monday's show.
You're fine. So we've talked about how the Texans have sucked without DeAndre Hopkins. Did you see the numbers from Sunday for Stephon Diggs versus the Vikings?
Oh, yes.
Diggs, 8 passes for 153 yards and a touchdown, which is more receiving yards than the Vikings had passing yards.
Yeah.
95.
That's brutal. Yeah, when your former receiver has more receiving yards than you had team passing yards, that's not good. And that's like, once you subtract sacks, that's what gives you your passing yards.
But it was still only 113. 113,
yeah. Yeah. He didn't throw for very many yards, period.
So,
and I want to say, I might be wrong, so I won't say it. I want to say it's close on Kirk Cousins versus Stephon Diggs for the season. It's not too far off.
Probably not. I didn't check week one. I just saw that Diggs kicked his ass week two. He had a pretty good week one because he's on my fantasy team.
Yeah. He's looking good with Josh Allen. The Bills' offense looks a lot better.
Yeah, well, Vikings does not.
No, and that's kind of the thing. Like, I know last year it seemed like maybe Thielen was becoming the guy, and that's mostly because it seemed like Diggs was taking so much attention. And now you see when there's nobody there to take that attention, and there's nobody. They don't have another good receiver. They've got a bunch of unproven guys, and they drafted a rookie with the pick they got from the Bills. And you know, you're trying to put things together, but it's not working yet.
Brother Bear asks, what are the odds I'm a noob at gambling and haven't read your books yet, but what is live betting? Live betting is when you make a bet during a game. So, for instance, like Sunday, the one that I was really proud of was the Cowboys were plus 10.5 when they were down 20-0. So I bet Cowboys plus 10.5, and then, of course, they covered. But you can do stuff like that. And I've gotten to do a lot more of that lately, especially if it's a team that I think is better to begin with and they get off to a bad start and it's usually something silly like the Cowboys turning the ball over and trying two fake punts, then, you know, it makes sense to bet them because that number gets pretty big. And usually, and a lot of times those guys will make a second half comeback to make the score close and they'll cover. But, yeah, that's what live betting is. So, it's not, and really it's not something I started doing a lot of until the Rona. And Jerry Bow does a lot of that, and I was kind of paying attention to it. And I've done it in the past on football, and especially those situations, especially if I have a bet on a team that's a big favorite and they get way down early in college football. So 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. We'll get to some calls at some point. I don't know if you saw this, a positive story from football.
Okay, I'll take positivity.
I'm going to try to be positive today.
Okay.
Did you see that Hayden Hurst and Dak Prescott got together after the game, and Hayden Hurst was thanking him for coming out talking about all his issues because he works with a suicide prevention group?
No.
Yeah, it's a really cool story. He said, I wanted to go up to Prescott and tell him how much I respect him. And he said, hey, I've got a lot of respect for what you did, came out and talked about it. Yeah, suck on that, Skip. Me and my mom have a foundation about suicide prevention. Respect the hell out of you for talking about it, man. And Prescott said maybe we can collab one day. I mean, that's kind of a cool thing. And, you know, it's nice to be able to go up to somebody that you thought what they did was brave and tell them. And, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a nice little bleep you to Skip, I think. Because, I mean, that can inspire people. And
it, certainly.
And mental health is no joke. I mean, I know we joke about it sometimes, but it's not. I mean, it is serious, and it affects a lot of people very badly. I think I mentioned my brother-in-law's got real issues, and you know, and has his whole life. So it's I'm glad he talked about it. I'm glad that it inspired Hayden Hurst to go do that. That's all good, man. That's all good. See, I gave you a positive story.
You certainly did.
You want to try a call?
Sure.
Let's try. Is it Chase?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up, Chase?
Hey, got sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, so Fred was kind of alluding to the Astros becoming a bit of an afterthought in this town. With Verlander being out all of next year, what are the odds that the Astros window is officially closed? I will hang up and listen.
Well, it certainly feels that way, knowing you don't have Verlander next year. It's...
Well, you'll have Forrest Lance McCullers.
Yeah, it does feel like it kind of takes some of the life out of it. I do say that, and we've said for a long time, it felt like this next season was supposed to be the very end of the window. This was supposed to be coming up on the end, and you know, it doesn't appear that it's getting better. So I think we're right about what the window was, and I think Verlander's injury kind of closes it a year early.
Yeah.
Unless there's some big splash made, which I doubt they do in COVID times. I don't think they're going to go out and spend a bunch of money, and especially because they've got to pay Verlander next year anyway.
Yeah. I think the window's closed. This to me was the year, because you're not going to keep everybody. I mean, you've got Springer, Brantley, Yuli. I mean, Reddick, obviously you're not bringing back, and you shouldn't, but all those guys are going to be gone. You can't bring them. You're going to bring somebody back, I'm pretty sure. But you can be able to keep them all. And then the next year, Correa, maybe you can bring him back. I don't know. I don't think that, you know, and maybe, and you've got to develop guys to replace them. Now, that's where they're going to miss Jeff Luhnow. Jeff Luhnow went out and made a good deal to sign Brantley for what he did for 2 years. And went out and got Yuli. That turned out to be a good get for him. So...
And who knows? Maybe James Click can do similar things, but it's unproven.
Yeah, I mean, didn't do anything at the trade deadline. So,
no.
I don't know what James Click's going to do. I think he was brought here to rebuild the farm system and try to develop the team that way. But, you know, I don't have a lot of faith in what's going on over there. I mean, you know, kicking the Ryans out of the organization may not seem like a big deal, but they were pretty successful while they were there. Losing Jeff Luhnow to me is still a big deal. And yeah, I would say the window's closed. Doesn't mean they won't be competitive. Doesn't mean they won't maybe win a division or something. But as far as being World Series contenders year in, year out, going to the World Series 2 times in 3 years and the AL championship in the middle, I think that those days are done.
I think so too.
So, is Vegas still adjusting the lines for home field advantage, even though there are no fans? Also saw Green Bay +3 this morning and jumped all over it. What do you think? I'm with you on Green Bay. I already made that bet too. So, you mentioned Saints may not have to play the Vikings this postseason. No, but you know what? Saints might not get there either.
That's true.
Depends on Drew Brees. So,
wouldn't shock me if neither one of them are there.
Somebody says the podcast is there. It's just got the wrong date on it.
Okay.
So, and somebody else says playoff expansion means the window is wide open.
Getting into the playoffs, they'll always do that. Yeah, I mean, for the foreseeable future.
I think they'll always do that. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm talking about actually competing for a World Series. I think that window is closed.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, their window to become the Texans now is there. And when you know, division titles. And not go to the Super Bowl. And Greg said, my opinion, the window was closed when they lost Luhnow. I agree. I still think that was the biggest loss from this whole thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, he built this thing. He put it together. And the little things he did are what made him great. And guess what? He's gone. And I don't get the sense they're going to try to bring him back. So... See, now I'm being Mr. Negative. I'm trying to be positive today.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I'm positive about?
Grilling.
I'm positive I got a badass grill. I can tell you that much. I got the Pits and Spits. I think Lance said he's on a Weber. or Traeger, and they've got it all. They've got it all. Kamado Joe, they've got everything over there at Texas Star Grill Shop, and you're going to find stuff that you can't find in like the big box stores, and you're getting a great deal on these things, all sold at discount prices, and you can design an outdoor kitchen if you want to do that. Listen, they've got a great sale going on right now, the Big Fall Grill Sale, and you're going to get a grill that's going to last and last and last for years to come. And obviously, we're getting to that point of the year where the weather's a little nicer. It's not the worst thing in the world to stand out by the grill for a few hours. There's times in the summer where it's miserable. Now's a great time to do it. They've got free delivery and assembly. You've got to stop by and see the best in grilling at Texas Star Grill Shop. They've got a store here in Houston. They've got one in Katy, one in Spring, and a new one coming soon, Woodway and Voss, I believe, as well. But you can always check them out online, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Involving is very depressing. I'm at the club with the basketball team. Me and the Cardinals are sharing a section. Gotta cherish the present. I'm drinking water.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. I don't know if you saw this, but Lincoln Riley's still mad about the three suspended Sooners from the bowl game for their weed test. And he says, it's an archaic rule, but I was talking to a friend of mine today who, handles compliance. And he's like, you have to be a dumb to fail a marijuana test in college football because they only test postseason and bowls.
It's like I said,
if you can't quit for 2 days, then I don't have a ton of sympathy for you.
I mean, it's like I've said about Josh Gordon. The NFL basically, it's super hard to get popped once. It's really almost impossible to keep getting popped unless you just don't care.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of what this is. And obviously, I think they shouldn't be tested for that. I think it's ridiculous. I think especially in states where it's legal, which I believe it is in Oklahoma. But, I mean, I don't know because I have no interest in going to Oklahoma to find out. Those being the rules, if that's all you have to do is avoid it during the bowls, okay. Guess what? Not going to smoke weed. Go drink a bunch of vodka or something. Yeah. Do what kids do. Crazy. 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds Wednesday if you want to get in? Hey, Aaron sent me this. Can we mix it up and not do sports for a minute? Can we do beer?
Yeah.
Thrillist did the best places to drink beer in Houston.
Okay.
I think I've been to every one of these but one.
All right.
So I'm excited about this. Aaron, I want to know when we go through this, how many you've been to. Now, they're not in order, but they're just, 10 cool places. Bovine and Barley downtown.
Okay.
I agree with it. They have a great beer selection
very
there.
Good. Very nice spot.
That was one of my go-tos before we moved. I still try to get down there when I can, but I was thinking about this the other day. I've not been anywhere downtown since the Rona, except to drop the wife off at work. That's it. So I need to, once places start opening up.
I'm probably the same way.
Axelrad.
Very good spot.
Yeah, I like that place a lot. Been there many times. Cottonwood.
Very good spot. It's not my favorite in the summertime.
No.
But fall,
no.
Spring, I'm into it.
Yeah, that's I think I've only been once, went on a bike ride, but I really liked it. Okay. So Wooster's.
Wooster's.
That's Midtown. And it's kind of in the mid part of Midtown that's away from the other stuff.
Okay, I don't think I've been there.
It's a good place. I've been there many times. The Hay Merchant.
Of course.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
That better be there. D&T.
D&T is a very cool spot. Also, I like it better when it's a fall. Oh, there's inside seating when it's in the summertime, but it's nice when they've got the garage door open, and it's a cool little spot. Good food coming through there.
Flying Saucer, which tends to get, forgotten about.
Because it does, but it's an OG place.
Yeah. Moon Tower.
Moon Tower's awesome. Yeah. Really good food, too.
That's my side of town. Rudyard's in Montrose, yep. Another place I really like. Beer Market. which has multiple locations. Nobe Public House.
We talked about it yesterday. Great spot. Also great food.
King's Beer House.
I don't know if I've been to King's Beer House.
I've been to the one. I think it's in the Heights.
That's what. That's the only one I know of. Is there? Well,
I think there's
one
I think,
in Pearland, and then there's one out in League City.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't get out there, but
I've been by the one in the Heights, but I haven't been there.
I've been there. It's really cool.
The one in Pearland is not too far from Killen's and Backfish.
Okay.
So you're saying if you're going to make a trifecta stop, that's not
a
bad plan.
Really good setup.
Holman Draft Hall in Midtown, which is...
Have not been there.
It's the same people, I think, that own Woosters.
Okay.
So it's very similar.
I've been avoiding their stuff, I guess.
I've only been there once. We were doing a pub crawl with Eighth Wonder back when we could still do pub crawls.
I remember that. I remember it like it was...
It was about a year ago, I think. Heights Beer Garden.
Okay.
With a T. And the only one that I haven't been to, which I'm sure you have, is Cobble and Spoke.
Haven't been there.
Oh, really? It's in Spring Branch. So, Aaron, how many of those have you been to?
One, two. Nine of them.
Okay.
Nine out of, 17?
Was there 17 on that list? God, I really am an alcoholic if I've been to every one but one.
15, sorry.
Okay. So, I thought there were 10. So, yeah, I've been to 14 out of the 15.
That's pretty good.
Which one?
I've been to 12 or 11.
Yeah, so you hadn't been to the Woosters, either of the Woosters ones.
No.
And
the last one.
And the King's Beer House. So.
Oh, yeah, so 10, 11 out of the 15.
Yeah. So we need to, first off, great list, Thrillist. Second off, if you're one of those places that we haven't been to, you should have our show out there.
Maybe so.
We'll say nice things and drink your beer.
Yeah.
Because if you're on this list, everybody else we like, so. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You know, I'm kind of like, I really want to get the bovine and barley again, because they got good food, too. Oh, well. Problem is, when you don't live downtown, there's no place to park. So, like, whenever we go downtown now, we just Uber. And it's like $5 or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of... It's almost like, why go downtown when I've got places around me that I don't even have to leave my neighborhood?
Yeah, when I go out drinking, I usually go to the breweries.
Yeah, there's that too. I mean, and I've got really good breweries right around me on top of everything else. Well, what I do breweries usually is when, like, Sunday, not during football season now, but I like to do long bike rides, and I'll go over to the Heights and start off at, like, Eureka Heights, and then holler and get hit places over there, and then come back to my side of town and go to Sigma and go to True Anomaly and places like that, and turn it into like a 4 or 5 stop bike ride and try to put in like 25 miles with some beer in the middle. It's a lot of fun. And we had a little group that was doing it for a while. It was pretty awesome, but then everybody kind of drifted apart and the Rona hit.
Yeah. Damn Rona.
God, it's so weird. The little things I used to do all the time that just aren't there anymore. Josh did post my column. So if you want to go and check that out and see where your guy Deshaun ranks. Just saying, just numbers, man. Just pure numbers, not
just math.
Yeah. Not trying to say we're right about anything.
To hate?
But Rain Man says, damn, legal weed won't get Fred to okay it. That says a lot. Well, I mean, I think the rule is silly and it is archaic, and I agree with Lincoln Riley, but by the same token, if you know that this is the only time you're going to get tested, then at least borrow some pee.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Like, if you know you're going to get tested at the bowl game, you know it. So just say, you know what, I'm going to take a little time off from smoking. Okay. You'd probably be all right, huh?
You know, but obviously, here's what happens. You get out of town, you're in the hotel, trying to hook up with chicks. You say, hey, let's get high. You get high, and then they test you the next day.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, listen, I'm all for weed. Don't get me wrong, but don't be dumb.
Or some of the guys you played with when you were a freshman, they were a senior, tell you, oh, I got a buddy in that city. He'll hook you up. You haven't had something like this. And then they get it, and then...
Yeah. H. Trev, you been to Eighth Wonder Brewery? Yeah, it's all of what?
It's stumbling distance from Fred's house.
I think it's crawling. I think it's a 7-minute walk. I actually had it timed out at one point, how long it took me to get to Eighth Wonder and then to Lucky's and around the corner. Of course, none of those places are there right now. I mean, Eighth Wonder's still open, but I don't think
you can't like go inside and drink.
No, they're not open for people. So, yeah, I need this stuff back in my life, especially with football going on. I need to get back to normal. I'm kind of tired of the whole, you know, and by the way, bleep off beta. Thanks for staying for a few days, but you can go torment somebody else. I mean, I don't think anybody had any real serious problems. I mean, there were some streets flooded, which, gosh, it's Houston.
It happens all the time. Well, 288 did look pretty bad. I assume there's got to be some houses flooding down there. I mean,
I haven't seen any, and maybe somebody can let me know, but I haven't seen any of that kind of stuff. But it kind of sucked to just 3 straight days of just rain, and it was just nonstop. So it's kind of nice today when it ended, I actually sat out on the balcony with the computer to do my show prep because it was cool, it was comfortable. You know, I'd like to see the sun again though. Greg says, been sitting in this one spot on I-10 East at the state line for almost 2 hours because of a diesel spill. Thank you guys for keeping me entertained. At least I'm on the clock, I guess. Yeah, that's one of those. I think I told you this the other day when we headed out east and I got stuck in traffic. It's like, for the first time, I wasn't mad about being stuck in traffic. It's just like, because it felt normal. It felt like your typical Houston, like me trying to drive to work. So, all right. Got some good fights that we can bet on this weekend.
Yeah, we do, man. It's 2 pay-per-views for the price of 1. Fred, I brought you your bag. We got some swag. Since we're not on Radio Row, we're supposed to be there right now, and unfortunately we aren't.
This is a virtual Radio Row.
It's virtual Radio Row. That's right. And we'll talk to Abner Morris on Friday as well, who's going to be calling on the call for the fights. But Jermell and Jermall Charlo, both fighting, 2 epic fight cards, 5 world title fights, all in one night and all for 1 price. So you'll see both of them for the same pay-per-view price in a doubleheader on September 26th. That's this Saturday. And guys, you're gonna get both these fight cards on one night for $74.99. And 6 fights in all, 5 world titles on the line, headlined by Jermell and Jermall. And it's a rare world title unification fight for Jermell Charlo, taking on WBA and IBF 154-pound champion Jason Rosario. And then defending his title is undefeated Jermall Charlo. He's 30-0, taking on Ukrainian-born Sergey Davrinchenko. 6-0 in world title fights, Jermall is. So great night of fights. And you can purchase the Charlo doubleheader within the Showtime app or order online at Showtime.com. Or you can just contact your pay-per-view provider. Once again, that's Showtime Boxing. The Charlo brothers both fighting on Saturday, only on Showtime pay-per-view.
Is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hey, Aaron, who's singing? Never mind. Somebody earlier was asking, I was just talking on Twitch about the Sports Map Bets project. And we are, Jerry's putting together a team of people. And it's going to be more than just picks. I mean, we're going to want you to write. We're going to want you to take part in some videos and things like that. We're going to work to have some tournaments and all kinds of stuff. But if you're interested, sportsmapbets@yahoo.com. And it'll be a chance for you to raise your profile, which means I can't pay you yet, but eventually we'll be able to do that. Squeezing a couple calls. Is that Kevin? Let's get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Hello?
Hello, Kevin.
Hey.
I was just wondering, how do they do this testing on the fellas that are smoking marijuana? I mean, is it a... I worked in construction for a long time, and if they don't take a hair follicle, then they can go back 3 months on a hair follicle. But a pee test, if you have not been smoking marijuana, and you could smoke a joint before the pee test, it won't show up in a pee test. So I was just wondering how they do that.
I don't know. I'm not sure, honestly, with college football. I don't know if they do pee, if they do blood, or what. So I don't know what the answer to that is.
I know who to ask that. So yeah. I'll ask. But I don't know. And it's not something I have any history with, because I've only worked at one place that required a drug test, and it was only to get hired. So I knew that because I'd been there part time. Well, at the Chronicle, it was a pee test. But I'd been there part time, and yes, I smoked weed. But they told me you got to pass a drug test. So guess what? I didn't do for 3 months.
Well, that's pretty wise of you.
Yeah, and of course I got the job. But now that I'm here, it's like nobody cares.
Charles said when he was playing football at Lamar, it was a pee test.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the cheapest way to do it.
Yeah, and he said if they, you know,
they tested you at Lamar, really?
He said if there were like repeat
at the
offenders
beginning of the
or
season,
something like
they
that,
have to. Well, I mean, I think that's pretty much across the board.
Yeah, he said on repeat offenders, the NCAA might come in and try to pop you for a blood test, but most of the time it was all just a pee test.
Yeah.
Yeah, the experts on here, Frodo, pee test goes back 30 days. And Stu says 22. Hair goes back 9 months. I'm like, doesn't matter to me. Is Fred slowly turning into a witch? I look like a witch. I mean, I kind of find witches attractive, so I don't think so. Now, if you mean like the Wicked Witch of the West kind of thing, like really, you know, kind of gruesome and evil looking, yeah, I can get down with that.
I mean, what does that even mean?
I don't know. You know, it's just whatever. I get told I look like a lot of things, and none of them are ever positive. But I think witches are hot, so I would take that slightly differently. But I'm sure it's not meant as a compliment, because it never is. Anthony, go.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
All right. Well, I wanted to go back and forth with y'all, if y'all give me time, about Deshaun Watson. Now, I do believe that he's not a great quarterback, but the caller that called Monday that was saying, like, oh, you know, you're thirsty, and he's basically the water on the side of the house. I always do the old John Madden test, where you take a quarterback and you put him on any other franchise, and then you can say, okay, is that quarterback trash or is he not trash? And I feel he's not a top five quarterback, but he's a top 10 quarterback easily. I mean, there's only a handful of quarterbacks that can do what he can do. And when
here's the thing. Like, the top 10 could, I mean, you could make an argument for, like, outside of the top five, you could make an argument that the next five, you could make an argument for about 10, 15 different guys. Like, there's people who would say Carson Wentz is a top 10 quarterback. And I don't know if Carson Wentz is good, but the league as a whole is pretty down for quarterbacks right now. I mean, especially beyond that top, really the top four that we all can agree are, it's Russ, Mahomes, Lamar, and Aaron Rodgers. And then beyond that, you get into a mix of guys who any given week can look like they're world beaters, and the next week can look like schlubs.
Yeah, and let me just say, the argument wasn't or not whether Deshaun was top 10. The discussion was whether or not Deshaun was in the conversation with Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. And
that's
what we were coming from.
Yeah, okay, but when you say Carson Wentz, you put Deshaun Watson on the Eagles, there's no way in hell he's looking as bad as Carson Wentz.
He's nowhere
near those top quarterbacks.
Carson Wentz had a better stretch than Deshaun has had. Carson Wentz was about to win an MVP before he got hurt the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he was regressed, as we can all see.
So has Deshaun.
Deshaun hasn't got better.
Deshaun hasn't gotten better.
No, I didn't say he got better. I said he hasn't got worse. Well, Carson Wentz has easily got worse.
I disagree.
How come he's not playing like he did in those first six games every game?
Because everybody got film on him.
You know what that's called, Anthony?
Once you get film on somebody.
Anthony, that's called regression.
Yeah. Well, no. That makes me not getting better. Because once you get... Yeah, once people get film on you, then, of course, you got to change up. He's not changing up. That's not regression. Regression is he's basically not making the same reads. He's not doing the same thing. Like, Deshaun Watson, what he's great at is he can escape the pocket and find somebody open. He doesn't have a DeAndre Hopkins anymore. So he's the same guy, and now everybody caught up to that. So that's why he looks
worse. I'll be honest, though. He had DeAndre Hopkins last year, and he wasn't great then either. I mean, he's a good player. He's not great. He's good.
Anthony, I give you a little homework. Go read the article I wrote on Sports Map that just went up, and then come back and try to give me an argument that he hasn't regressed. Like I said, over his last 10 games, I go in and I break it down in great detail. He's not a top 10 quarterback.
And the truth is, like, you can, again, when you get to, like I said, there's those four guys that we all agree are the top four. And whatever order you want to put them in, that's fine. But it's Rodgers, Wilson, Mahomes, Lamar. Beyond that, you get into this mishmash area of, if you said, okay, give me the rest of the top 10, like if you said Josh Allen's in there, if you said Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott,
Ben Roethlisberger,
Derek Carr, Cam Newton, Drew Brees, if you want to say that, Deshaun Watson, hell, Phillip Rivers. Some people still think Tom Brady. Kirk Cousins is a guy who, I mean, Kirk Cousins is a roller coaster, but did anybody expect Kirk Cousins to be this bad 2 weeks into this season? So I don't think there's a firm group of guys beyond those top four. It's very fluid in my mind, and Deshaun is part of that fluid group. Deshaun's a top half of the league quarterback. And I feel like even when Deshaun's not at his best, and right now he's like, if you take QBR, he's outside of the top half of QBs. I still think overall Deshaun's a top half of the league quarterback. But like saying he's firmly in that 6 to 10 range, I don't think you can, because outside of those six games, we've never seen like him establish himself as a consistent force.
No, I'll disagree with that, because again, the same research, the first nine games of last year, he didn't do it in six games. He did it in nine games, but overall he was at that level. I mean, that there was a reason he was like second or third choice for MVP.
We mentioned Carson Wentz had almost a full season of that. Right. Derek Carr had almost a full season of that. Like,
well, then they both got hurt, or they did have a full season of it, except for the last like two games where they both got hurt.
But none of us are saying, "Oh yeah, Derek Carr or Carson Wentz; these are elite guys." No, they're in that
box with everybody else. But yeah. Deshaun basically did the same thing for a nine game stretch, as opposed to those guys did a 12 game stretch.
Really, the only guys that I think are like firmly in the rest of the top 10. I feel like Matt Ryan, having gotten an MVP and been to a Super Bowl, like, he's done enough for me to go, you know what, that he's still a solid top 10 guy. Yeah. I don't know where he fits top 10.
I think it's also differently when you're judging a guy's career versus whether or not you would want him right now.
Because Ben Roethlisberger, Phillip Rivers,
right,
Drew Brees, those three guys right there, they're all guys that you would say, I mean, from what they've accomplished in the league, those are all top 10 guys. Thomas Brady. Yeah, I don't know if any of those guys are in the top 10 right now.
Right.
But they've all, over their careers, have obviously done enough to be considered for that.
Yeah. But I think Matt Ryan belongs in that conversation,
Matt Ryan belongs in the conversation either way you look at it, what he's accomplished for his career or current day. But after that... Like, you can't tell me with any certainty. You can tell me that you think his potential is better. Deshaun's potential is better than Dak Prescott's or Jared Goff's or Josh Allen's or Kyler Murray. But you can't tell me, like, dead 100% certain that he's better, because he's never proven to be better than those guys. If anything, he's proven to be in the same group as them.
No, I think that's fair. And, again... 10 games doesn't tell us everything, just like nine games before that doesn't tell us what he is. But what I've always tried to say is elite quarterbacks play elite games more consistently. And that's why I use those numbers specifically, And that shows you about almost every other game is an elite level game for an elite quarterback. Not one out of 10. And he needs to do that more often. That's all. And not, listen, Patrick Mahomes has bad games. Lamar Jackson has bad games. But they have more games at the highest level. And then their bad games are usually not nearly as bad as other guys.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate siding and windows are coming out to measure the windows at my house because I'm getting new windows put in. Hurricane impact windows. Not only windows that are going to save me up to 40% on my electric bills, which I'm excited about, mind you, but they're also going to beautify my home. We've had these solar screens on for ever since I bought this house because, my windows are builder-grade windows and they're ugly. And it makes it a little bit cooler in the house to have those solar screens on. Well, I'm going to have more light in my house because I'm getting rid of those because it's going to be cooler anyway because these are actually high-quality windows. They're going to be sealed up right. And listen, you can get no interest for 2 years on any siding or windows, 30% off all window packages, $2,500 off of siding as well. If you pay cash, you get a cash discount. You get a veteran's discount. There's a lot of great things going on. They'll do home or virtual appointments. They'll show you these windows. You're going to be impressed. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Window, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingandWindows.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off.